guys, welcome back to another episode. This episode's gonna be like a shorter episode, a mini-sode, if you will. So sometimes some of these cases are gonna be really long, so we might have a shorter episode in between the middle of a big case. That way, first of all, it's like breaking it up so you're not listening to like an excruciatingly long of one case, and on top of that, it gives us a little bit more time to research both parts so that we have like a fully rounded investigation through us.
Yes, and this one Kelsey's going to be presenting to me, as I am still currently working on researching my second episode of Robert Wone, so stay tuned for that.
That one's very frustrating, and if for some reason you're listening out of order, go listen to the Robert Wone one, because I'm currently frustrated.
Yeah, she's mad at me.
Because we're recording two episodes tonight, so we just finished Robert Wone, and I'm irritated, so.
Yeah, I'm sure if it was a week later, she'd still be irritated.
I mean, true. Are we ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm definitely ready.
Alright, guys. Today's case is a little different than the ones that we usually cover. A suspect has been caught and charged and already served his time for the crime that he committed.
Okay.
We know what, we know where, we know when, and who, but the thing we don't know is why. Let's back up. In 2000, in Northwest Georgia, a propane delivery truck driver was set to make a delivery at the local crematory. Once he gets there, he notices that there are corpses on the property, and not just a few waiting to be cremated, but an abnormal amount. To me, any amount of corpses is disturbing, but...
My thing is, usually you're not supposed to be able to see them, you know? They're not usually just on the steps or, you know, in the yard.
You're not wrong. So he reports this to the local police, who decide that, it's not really our problem. They said, what? It's a regulatory issue.
What?
And not a criminal issue.
What?
So they decide to not do anything.
What?
It's cool, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, remind me to, like, I don't know, like, not be in civilization when I die, because who knows who's gonna handle my body?
I just love the fact that the local police were like,
bodies, whatever, they're not living.
So that seems like not my problem.
That seems like not my jurisdiction.
In 2002, a person is out walking their dog in the woods, and they find human bones.
In the woods?
Yeah, yes, it's normal for people to just be out. Because it's in the country.
But, like, so there's woods on the property of the crematorium is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I just thought you meant just, like, in this woods. Like, they just put them there for safekeeping.
I also would like to throw in there that the bones that they found was... I saw this on, like, two different sources, but then other sources were like, they just found bones. One said it was a femur bone and a human skull. So, yeah, I mean, you can't really mistake that for, like, oh, it was a dog. You know what I mean?
Did they ever recover, an entire body, or is it just body parts? Because I feel like that's different.
This specific scenario, they just came across bones.
Okay.
So they report this to the Environmental Protection Agency, which is in Atlanta, where this appears to actually have been the second report that they have gotten. But supposedly the police had already done an investigation prior and they didn't find anything. But... part of me feels like that's oddly convenient, since we already heard about what the local police said the last time, about how it wasn't really their problem.
Okay.
On February 15th, 2002, investigators return to the crematory and discover that there are bodies everywhere. They were in storage buildings, in vaults on the property, they were left in hearses that were on the property. There were even ones left halfway hanging out of the cremator.
What the fuck? Why would you even do that? It's not even convenient. Like, that's making your life harder.
That's nightmare fuel. That's like,
literally nightmare fuel. Can you imagine clocking in for the day? Oh, hi, Robert. Oh, hi, Bill. Just laying on the floor.
You want to know something even more disturbing? I didn't, like, I don't have this, like, completely, like, I don't know if this is true or not, but there's a possibility he probably lived on the property somewhere.
Excuse me?
Which, also, some of the people listening probably know this story, because this is in Northwest Georgia, where I know a lot of people who listen from me know about this case.
Yeah, I don't know if she mentioned, but this is from her hometown.
Close to my hometown.
Close to your hometown.
So, yeah, like I said, there were bodies everywhere, And you also have to think about the fact that this is the South. So as you can imagine, the heat. So these bodies, not to get morbid, were in various different states of decay.
And they would decay a lot faster than bodies elsewhere.
There were so many bodies spread out across the property, authorities had to bring in a portable morgue and a disaster cleanup team.
What's a portable morgue? Like a van? Like a U-Haul with shelves? Or is it...
Probably.
Oh my god.
I was just disturbed by the fact they had to bring in a disaster cleanup team. Those come in after, like natural disasters, like,
oh my god,
hurricanes and, like, things like that to clean up the bodies.
Victims, yeah.
So let's give you a little bit of backstory on the crematorium. This crematory was responsible for cremating remains from Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee. It was called the Tri-State Crematory. It is presumed that there were 2,000 bodies sent to be cremated during this period. And guess how many bodies the authorities found? Just guess.
You said how many bodies were said to be cremated there?
2,000.
How many bodies did they find? It can't be in the thousands. It can't. Mm-mm. It can't. Okay. Because that would just be like, that'd be like a video game level of terrifying. Okay, so I'm going to say 200 and, I'm going to be weirdly specific, 243.
Well, a little bit more than that.
Okay.
I think any amount of bodies.
I think literally one would be enough for me, honestly. Like, just laying in the yard, I'd be like, what is he doing here? Did you put him somewhere?
So.
I mean, my god.
So authorities found, I don't know why I'm saying authorities with this accent.
See, the authorities, they found.
Stop, okay.
Now tell me what they found, Kelsey.
The authorities found 334 bodies.
Oh my god.
Spread out on this property. That is the most horrifying thing I have ever heard.
Now how big is this property? Like how many acres do we know?
I'm not positive. They found 334 bodies, potentially up to 350. For sure, 334. The really sad part about it, they were only able to identify about 230 of them.
Oh, jeez.
Because of the different states of decay.
So the families of all these people, were they being given false ashes?
That's what I was about to get to.
Like, was he just like, this is a piece of wood, but I'm gonna give it to you and say it's Sammy.
It is believed that during this time, the families of the remains were actually given cement dust in urns, and not actually their loved ones.
That's horrible.
That is so sad for the families also. It's just like,
that gives me so many, like, because there's no way to know, like, I don't know cement dust from a person's ashes. I haven't seen both of those things and compared them, you know?
Exactly.
It's just terrifying.
And like I said, the interesting part about the story, I mean, the whole thing's pretty interesting, but this actually took place from, you know, where I'm from. And I had mentioned this to my Nana that I was going to be researching this case. And she told me that everyone was actually told that the cremation machine was broken. But they actually decided to investigate this to see, like,
if... Is it broken?
Correct. Apparently, it just needed some updating and was still functional. So the person who was in charge of the crematory during this event was Ray Brent Marsh. He had taken over the business in 1996 because his father's health was declining. The father was the one who had started the business.
Yeah.
Ray Brent Marsh was the one who was convicted for this crime, and he was charged with 787 counts of criminal violations, including theft by deception, abusing a corpse, burial service fraud, and giving false statements. And just a fun little fact for you.
I have a feeling this fact's not going to be fun at all.
During this time period, desecration of a corpse wasn't a felony in Georgia, so do with that what you will.
Ew.
And this was like 2002.
I don't want to slap on the wrist for doing
nefarious things to dead bodies. I want that person away from me, my neighborhood, my dogs, my cats, my children, my grandmother, my grandfather. I don't have society. Literally, I only have a cat, but I want them away from everyone's grandmother and grandfather and cats and dogs.
Marsh was sentenced to 12 years for these crimes and actually got out in 2016. And
yeah, that's what that article said. So can I interrupt you for a second? Okay, so I just called him a piece of shit. I didn't mean to, because he might be mentally ill. Is he mentally ill?
Well, we'll get to our theories in just a second.
Okay, because in which case he just really, really needs some help. Really needs some help.
So, you know, like I said at the beginning of the episode, we know what, where, when, and who. But our big question is still, why did this happen? Are you ready for some theories?
Oh yeah, I'm always ready for some theories. Let me put my tinfoil hat on.
Okay, join me.
Join
in the tinfoil hatting. So, a theory suggests he was just lazy. But here's how that's probably not true.
I was gonna say.
There were over 300 bodies just everywhere. Can you imagine how much energy it would take to drag move? A body?
Oh.
Much less 300. Freaking hundred.
300 bodies outside
Probably the heat.
It's always hot. We're in Georgia right now, and it's 70 degrees outside, and it's January 4th.
Exactly. So I have a feeling that laziness didn't have anything
that to do with it. That makes no sense to me. Next.
It may have not been that theory, but it might have been his way to lash out about having to give up on his quote-unquote dreams and take over the family business.
What were his dreams?
Well, apparently he was a football player in college, and after graduating, he started running the crematory.
Oh, that's a depressing change.
True.
Oh. But maybe he just cracked. Maybe he was just man, this sucks, and he just broke. Honestly, I don't know if I could be around dead bodies all the time.
I mean, that has to screw with you.
A lot. It takes a certain person. I commend them, because there's someone's gotta do it.
I mean, I could not imagine.
I couldn't do it, but someone's gotta.
Just the whole process of cremating somebody kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies.
So. Honestly, cremating to me is a lot less creepy than embalming. Have you ever looked into actual the process of embalming, modern embalming?
No.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I might that might be another mini-sode. At some point.
Just the history of embalming?
Yeah, because I have some documents on it. I find it morbidly interesting.
Interesting.
Because it's disturbing. I find new things about it every day. Anyway.
So maybe he was just angry about having to give up his dreams, and this was his way of showing it.
Maybe.
But would you be angry enough to live and work around decaying human remains?
I feel like that's no one's that spiteful. It's gotta be a purpose. A purpose that he felt was great enough to do that.
Would you like to hear my favorite theory?
Your theory, or is this just a theory?
This is a theory, but it's my favorite of the ones that I have found.
Okay.
It's also the last theory that I have for you.
Okay.
During the investigation of the cremation machine, they found that the room that it was in didn't have very good ventilation. So, when you get fillings in your teeth, that has mercury in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they believe that there was a possibility of mercury poisoning due to the fillings in the teeth being melted down and releasing the toxin.
And he worked there so long, they think that it just basically ate his brain.
And I don't know if anybody's familiar, I'm sure everybody is familiar with Alice in Wonderland, but the Mad Hatter... that he had mercury poisoning. That's why he was, quote-unquote, crazy.
Yeah.
Is because they used to put mercury on hats to stiffen them.
Nice.
So hatters, back in the day, used to...
Mad as a hatter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you remember how I told you that he had to take over because his dad's health was deteriorating?
Ah.
His father's health problems were consistent with mercury poisoning as well.
Was he ever evaluated for that? For mercury poisoning?
Ray?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Should be.
Probably.
Because it's a heavy metal. It would be in his system still.
Exactly. To this day, Marsh has never actually given an explanation to why he did these things.
Well, he's out of prison now.
Yep. Call him. No.
No, thank you. You should have seen her face when I said that.
No.
I'll do it. I'll be like, hi. So,
why?
I'm just going to let him do his thing because
I don't know if he should be doing his thing. I'm scared of what his thing is. I'm scared of the many things he can do.
I don't know.
Having touched over that many dead bodies in general and then having dragged them somewhere and then been like, yep, this is where you're going to be.
I picked this case. Like I said, I know it's already been solved, but I picked this one because I can remember hearing about it as like a child and being like, oh, that sounds weird and freaky. But like, I never actually got to hear the story about actually what happened. So it was fun to actually look up and research and like find out what the actual story is. So it's one of those like, it feels kind of like an urban legend, like, but it's lore, like,
yeah,
it's very close. It was very close to home. I remember riding the school bus past the area and my friend being like, hey, you remember when that crematory thing happened? And I was like, yeah. She was like, it was like right there.
Wow.
Yeah. And she like lived down the street. It was super creepy.
I feel like that place, like, I don't even know if I believe in that, but like, I feel like that place has gotta have some like bad vibes now. Well, like something's probably been opened there.
Well, the families like sued, obviously, and
yeah,
they tore down the crematory, and now that place, there's a memorial there for the people.
That's good.
For the, I don't know if you say victims, because they were deceased dead.
Already.
Yeah.
That's messy. That's sticky. I don't quite know.
But there is a memorial there for them.
For the people. Let's just say the people.
The people.
That's awful.
So Tara, what'd you think? What'd you think about that one?
Oh, that was just, that was sticky. That was just messy. That made me feel all sorts of gross and I like it, but I don't.
It's like one of those things that's just so morbid that you're just like, you have that morbid curiosity.
You're like, tell me more. And you're like, ew, tell me more.
Yeah. Woo. It freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, but it was like whenever I found out that a town nearby where I lived in Valdosta, they found like, I think it was in Valdosta. Yeah, it was in Valdosta. They found like a bunch of teeth in a wall near a pub where me and my friends used to go. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, there's a bunch of teeth. And apparently it was like an old dentist's place back in the day, but it had been refurbished into other things. And when they were remodeling the whole place, because it was old, there were teeth in the walls, like thousands.
Okay.
And I was like, why are you going to go do that?
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all. Yeah, no, it makes me very uncomfortable. But it gave me those vibes. Because I ate similar on the other side of the wall.
Oof.
Yeah, it makes me...
Yikes.
Well, yeah, look it up. I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
Do we have any announcements that we want to give? Like,
oh, stay tuned for that next episode of Robert Wong, because it's coming fast, it's coming hard, and it's coming to you.
Are we going to have an Instagram soon?
Oh, yeah, we are. And I'm going to be working on that, and so is Kelsey. And, well, I'm pretty sure it's just going to be Against the Night. It's going to be our name. But we haven't seen if that's taken yet, so let's hope it's not.
Whenever we get, like, an official, I'll have it in the description of this episode, possibly. Anyways, so, there was something else I was going to say, and I cannot remember. Also, I just realized I spelled archive wrong.
Right? Archive.
Tis the archive?
I don't know.
Ignore that. How do you spell archive?
I don't know, man. I will say I'm super excited that we've been getting some feedback from people who have been enjoying it. I love getting the messages about people's theories about what happened.
I love it. I am so excited. I'm honestly so happy that people are actually enjoying listening to us and don't find us horribly annoying. And if they do find it at least entertaining in some capacity, that they're continuing
Like the cringe factor.
I understand we're cringe. You don't have to tell us. I get it. But that's part of the weird charm that we got going on here.
But it's just so cool that we've gotten messages of people, like, saying that they liked it. And yes. also their theories. Like, that's probably my favorite part so far. Yes. That somebody has told, like, reached out and was like, here's what I think happened.
Here's what,
like,
I think. This and this and this and this. And I love hearing it. Oh my gosh, just give it to me. I'm so excited about it. Like, it, like, whenever we have an Instagram, if you guys want to DM us your theories, we'd love to sift through them and read them. And if we get enough of those, we might be able to do an episode just of you guys' theories.
That is Wouldn't such that a good amazing? Idea, Tara. Yes. Ooh, I love that idea. Okay, so, like, if we do get enough DMs. Enough people's theories, we will read your theories and we'll do, like, a brief synopsis of the episode.
Oh, I'm so
read
excited.
A couple people's theories. So please make sure you follow us. Like I said, I'll get a link for you guys in the description, and I'm sure you'll see it on our social medias at some point. So
spread the message, spread the news. Always support your local Crime Stoppers. And this has been Tara and Kelsey. Cue theme song.
Is that how we're gonna end this now? What? That is not a sentence.
He might have been what?
It says he might have been, but was.
You got it. You can English just fine.
All right.